This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, I got to butt in. I got to say a couple things here. One thing I've noticed with friends and listeners and seeing what you guys are going through on Facebook and social media is it sounds like many of you guys have adult kids that haven't found their way. They're living at home with you. And we've talked about this. A lot of millennials will live at home. I don't blame them. I think the millennials may be one of the smartest generations yet, if you ask me. But for us older folk, we kind of look at the younger folk going, I don't get it. Why would you still be at your parents' house? Why don't you have a career by now? You're 25, 30, what's going on here? What's going on? And I think I know what's going on, and I know this may not be a very, very popular thing to hear, all right? It's definitely not popular to say. People may not want to hear it, and it probably isn't politically correct. But it all goes back to what we taught the younger generation. I made the same mistake with my two boys. And I told my husband, and he got mad when I talked to him about it today. Where, when I grew up, it was all about you have to. It's not if you want to. It's you have to. I mean, you got to go to school. You don't go to school, you get the belt. You don't pass your classes, you get the belt. That's just the way it is. Or I kick you out of the house. You go to a foster home. I don't care. You're out of here. You want to eat, you do chores. Yeah, maybe we'll give you some allowance, whatever. But if you actually don't do chores because you don't care about the allowance, you're not eating. And so growing up, and I had it way easier than, you know, my parents and their parents. Definitely didn't have to grow up in Holocaust times and then pogrom times before that. So I still feel I had the most blessed life. But even as a kid, it was, you don't do something, the consequences are horrific. So you do it. You don't take the time to think, do I want to do this? Do I like to do this? No. Instinctively, you do it. Now, maybe it's because my father was in the military. You know, you have to defend yourself, you have to, you know, point the gun, you have to, you know, take cover. You don't stop and think. It's instinct. And so, I do a lot of things based on instinct. And usually it works for me. It works. Do I weigh things out? Yeah, I do that a lot. You know, I'm not a big risk taker. I don't gamble a lot. Mm-mm. Even when I bet on sports, it's like just a little bit, you know. Well, maybe I'll hedge my bet. Maybe the Eagles will score in the first half. But maybe the Patriots may make the last score of the game. Okay, I may do something like that, which is why parlays work really well for me. But that's neither here nor there. But with our kids and the way I raised mine, it wasn't like that. It wasn't, you get a job, you go to school, that's just that. It was, okay. I want you to find your dream. I want you to love what you do. I don't want you to rush into any decision. Don't pick a job that you won't like. And so here we are with our millennial generation and the younger generation not committing to their job, not liking it. Maybe they got a degree, but they, you know what? I don't know. Whereas generations before that is, I need a job. I'm going to stick to the job. And I'm going to make that job work. I'm going to like the job even if I don't. Now, I don't know which is healthier. I think maybe it's more psychologically healthy what we're doing now. But what about economically healthy? What about sociologically healthy? We have a huge number of young individuals not dedicating themselves to a career, not supporting themselves consistently, not having steady income, and needing to rely on mom and dad. One of my friends said that they're downsizing the house, and I go, well, yeah, you know, the recession hit us. And no, it's not even that. It's, I don't want the kids to move back. If they see that there's no room for them, they could crash on the couch for a couple weeks, but that'll force them to keep and stay with the job. I didn't realize how often this was happening. And yeah, mom and dad's house is cush. More comfortable. See, I hated my parents growing up. I never wanted to go back to their home. They were so restrictive. It was so, And who knows, maybe they did that on purpose. I mean, I know they wanted me to move back. They hated that I moved out when I was 18. I fled. I was like, So I think they wanted me to stay longer. But even my younger brother lived with my mom for the longest time until we said, look, we're not supporting you. You move out or we stop. We don't help you guys anymore. I mean, you know, the younger generation, and maybe it's because they're smarter. They're like, why am I spending, you know, $1,000 on another place to live when I could, you know, so, you know, maybe it's because money was hard and maybe this recession really traumatized us. But the way we're raising the younger people is, you know, choose what you want. And here's the other thing, too. When I was growing up, being a pilot, being a cop, being a doctor, there was a lot of fantasy with it, right? Because you basically got your image from TV or when you visited the doctor, when you got on a plane. Now we see the reality of things. Maybe through reality TV, maybe it's because of social media. And so we're a lot more educated. And so things aren't glorified as much. So with the combination of not learning, look, this is just something you have to do. You just have to eat your vegetables. That's just what you have to do. You just have to exercise. You just have to stick to the job and make the job work, or you can't support yourself. That on top of, oh, man, being a pilot isn't that fun, and being a cop is not, and being a doctor is horrible. And blah, blah. No wonder the younger generation doesn't know where to go and doesn't know what to do. And I don't know what the answer is. You know, I told my husband, I go, we need to teach our kids that you're going to have a family to feed. You're going to have to find a job and do it. No. I want to really love what I do. Nobody loves their job. I mean, I have a lot of fun. I love being in the studio and I love it. But I mean, I would, you know, I'd rather be watching a Michael Fassbender movie right now. I'm joking. Now, you know what? Let's talk about Michael Fassbender. All right. Now, when we come back, we'll talk about Amazon. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Amazon, shaking up the drugstore business. Why? Because it is going to buy online pharmacy PillPack. Do any of you guys use PillPack? I guess PillPack, it packages, organizes, and delivers drugs. Sends consumers packages with a specific number of medications they're supposed to take at specific times. And Amazon is acquiring this in a deal that is pretty much going to blow the drugstores away. Because Amazon's not a drugstore. It is very strong, and tis has been anticipated, because we knew Amazon was salivating at getting into healthcare. They say it threatens to remove one of the few distinguishing factors pharmacy chains have relied on to fend off Amazon, the sale of prescription drugs. Retailers like Walgreens Boots Alliance, CVS Health, and Rite Aid have seen their so-called front-of-store sales threatened as shoppers increasingly buy household staples online or from convenience stores. Shares of all three apparently tanked today in the news, along with drug distributors Cardinal Health, AmerisourceBergen, and McKesson. Rite Aid, Walgreens, and CVS lost $12.8 billion in market value today, according to CNBC. So PillPack organizes and delivers packages of medications for consumers. It's licensed to ship prescriptions in 49 states. So that is the declaration of intent from Amazon. It is ready to enter the pharmacy world. Now, the terms of the deal with Amazon have not been disclosed. Companies expect it to close during the second half of the year. So, they say the startup has raised $118 million in funding from investors, including CRV and Menlo Ventures. It's reached more than $100 million revenue in 2017. Back in 2016, they made $330 million. This is huge. The company previously had sale talks with Walmart. They had considered buying this startup, PillPack, that's why we haven't really heard of it, for less than $1 billion. That's according to CNBC. So according to Jeff Welk, Amazon CEO Worldwide Consumer, said PillPack's visionary team has a combination of deep pharmacy experience and a focus on technology. PillPack is meaningfully improving its customer lives, and we want to help them continue making it easy for people to save time, simplify their lives, and feel healthier. We're excited to see what we can do together on behalf of customers over time. I'm excited too, but I'm scared at the same time. They say the pharmacy industry has entered its next phase of evolution. Yeah, this is business, and I understand pharmacies are business, but this is where business is driving everything. I cannot stand companies getting bigger and bigger and bigger and then going into our world, our little niche, and thinking they're going to do it better. You want to know who I think the best pharmacists are? The little mom-and-pop shops. They go, here, this is what I think works better. Run this by Bob, your doctor. You know, tell him to call me. I like what he has to say. He and I, we work together. I can make this cough syrup for you that works. I can make this cream, this formulated, you know, there's medications out there now that they like bioidenticals and things like that. That they, you know, I like to mix these two creams and it works well. I love the individualistic fine paintbrush art that pharmacy and medicine have done for centuries. I mean, I get that doctors aren't really as big on dispensing their own medications. And I understand how pharmacists had to join these corporations and corporations hired pharmacists. But the more I see septated big business, the more I worry about you. You know? It's like when the pharmacy's like, sorry, we ran out of narcotics, sorry. Or, you know what, I don't know why the doctor's giving you this medication. The medication you're on is fine. And I tell the pharmacist, well, it's because they're in stage 3 renal disease. And I don't want to have that relationship with the pharmacist where I have to pull rank. We're at the same level. A pharmacist and a doctor, to me, and a nurse, and a physical therapist, and a dentist, and a dental hygienist, and an RN, we are all on the same level, doing the same job. We're all part of the team. We're all part of the medical team. But when big business comes in and there starts to be that separation and not that individualism and more the franchise, then yeah, we have to go back to, I'm the doctor, this is what I say, this is what I do. And Amazon is a huge company. I'm a fan of Amazon. I probably purchase more on Amazon than any other place. And I'm glad Amazon exists because it's cheap and I get free shipping. I'm not even a Prime member. And I'm able to get free shipping because I guess I, you know, buy enough to get that or whatever. But do I really think they deserve to be all up into our medical business? Now, CVS last week announced they're going to do that 1 or 2 day delivery. You either pay $5 or $9. For delivery. And a spokesperson thinks they are very well positioned and ahead of where PillPack is going to be. But for Amazon, prescription drugs, that's kind of what people want. And we did this to themselves. So here, okay. So I'm kind of having an issue with Optum Rx. I have recently now started to get to the age where I need some hormones. All right. I think I'm too young to be going into menopause, but it's happening. That's why I'm so grumpy. So one of my prescriptions is $40 a month at the pharmacy. When I go to Walgreens, it's $40 a month. Walgreens pharmacists are nice. Everything's nice, but wow. And the brand name is cheaper than the generic. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do mail order. Because at $40 a month, that's going to be $120 every 3 months. I'm sure their price is going to come in cheaper. So I called my doctor, asked them to do the OptumRx 3 month supply prescription. So OptumRx sends me 2 months supply, charges me $100, which basically equates to now $50 a prescription. So I call them up. I go, where's the third month? They go, your doctor didn't write for 3 months. I show them the prescription. I go, yeah, they did. And they go, well, no, it's just your copay is $100. So it's costing more money now to do online. I've never used an online pharmacy. I've never used one because I never had to have regular medicines. Now I'm actually on something each month. So I'm thinking, well, online pharmacies, because my patients always ask for it, it was cheaper. And here, I'm being charged more. And, of course, I'll tell you if they handle it well. Customer service was very nice. I want to speak very highly of Optum, but currently, I'm in a position now where Optum is more expensive than me going to the pharmacy. And if they can't get this resolved, I can't recommend people going through mail order then, if they're going to be paying more than just going to a pharmacy. And so as a consumer, this Amazon issue, that's exciting. If Amazon could charge me very similarly in expense, like I'm already spending with other products, like hair products and, you know, all sorts of other stuff for the house, then I will be buying my prescriptions from Amazon. And this is how a company gets bigger and bigger and bigger. They know what the customer wants. Amazon's one of the most brilliant companies. They know gosh darn well that we hate standing in line at a pharmacy or going through the drive-thru, waiting, losing our privacy. I mean, I'm sitting here arguing with somebody I don't know about a prescription through the mail order. Whereas Amazon, if they get it right and the price is right, it's a computer. I don't think about the people behind it. And I think the people don't care because I'm just an IP address to them. And you know what? I probably would, you know, go through Amazon for that same reason. Now, here's the issue. It's all very robotic. Doctor writes a prescription, goes through the computer, Amazon gives it to me. Do I really get to sit and chit-chat with a pharmacist? Do I get to get their medical opinion? Pharmacists have a lot to contribute. Many people have used their pharmacist as their doctor. You know, my doctor suggested this, but he doesn't know me like you do. You've known me for years. What do you think? So some of these pharmacists are, you know, we're not going to be able to have that interaction with them. True, I had that one bad interaction with somebody who didn't know what was going on with my patient, and that person had put out. But, you know, and then if we're getting prescriptions through Amazon, what happens to all these pharmacies and pharmacists? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a West Virginia speaking engagement on the eve of the 4th of July, President Trump answers those who've been calling for a federal agency to be abolished.
I hear Democrats saying, we want to abandon ICE. We want to abandon. We're not abandoning ICE, and we're not abandoning our law enforcement.
Speaking at what was called a salute to service dinner at the Greenbrier Resort, the president saying he continues to support the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, and he will continue to enforce the nation's immigration laws. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the federal government cannot do much to stop school shootings. The Kentucky Republican telling a crowd in his home state that local schools and local law enforcement have to take the lead on school safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the Ebola outbreak in Congo may be contained, God willing. As you know, a couple years ago, it killed over 11,000 people. So it scared the hell out of us when we heard that there were cases smoldering in clusters and affecting not only nearby villages, but a city that was on a very strategic port. As of yesterday, they say contacts of the last confirmed cases of the virus have passed a 21-day incubation period without showing signs of infection. That means that no one who has been in contact with an infected person needs to be monitored daily anymore. Now, how big was this last outbreak? 38 cases were confirmed, of which 14 died. Another 15 people most probably died of the disease as well, but they, again, difficult to keep tabs, as we've talked about this many times. When it's out in remote villages, we may not get accurate numbers, and also many villagers may not want it publicized because they don't want modernization to come into their village, start shaking things up. I can understand that. They say for the past 3 weeks, all suspected cases have turned out to be negative. For an Ebola outbreak to be officially declared over, two incubation periods, or a total of 42 days, must pass without confirmed cases. Now, some of you may say, well, hold the phone. Didn't with the last Ebola outbreak, people would come back a year later with it in the eye or it affecting them in other areas? Yes, but for an epidemic, for by definition, to be declared over, it basically is based on the incubation period. Yes, there could be some rare cases, some rare torpedoes that were let off before, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean we're still in epidemic mode. So begins a countdown to the end of Congo's ninth and most worrisome Ebola outbreak. This had been declared back May 8th, when a cluster of cases was confirmed deep in the rainforest of the country's Equatorial province. Over the next 3 weeks, the virus made its way to Mibadaka, a regional transport hub and city of 1.2 million among the busy Congo and Ruki rivers. Ebola is far harder to contain in densely populated urban areas, and the possibility of a traveler contracting the disease and taking it to another part of the country increased greatly. Hence, we had got to nip this sucker in the bud, and they did amazing. All right. Congo's Minister of Health, Ole Yunga, said thanks to a rapid national and international mobilization, as well as a great government-led coordination of response, we managed to contain the outbreak in 7 weeks. But see, here's the thing. The other thing that was a real big plus was the vaccine. 3,300 people got a vaccine, and they believe that that vaccine worked. Which, and we hate to use people as guinea pig. But unfortunately, when you have an experimental vaccine, and you are in a crisis, sometimes that gives you the data you need. And those close contacts are vaccinated, checked, no Ebola. As you know, Ebola causes a hemorrhagic fever, very deadly. Can pick it up in bodily fluids, can even pick it up in semen. Very, very scary. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also scary is super gonorrhea. And they're saying antibiotic-resistant super gonorrhea is four times more common in men, and cases are on the rise. We have already had 350,000 cases, or they say every year, 350,000 cases of this gonorrhea in the U.S., and it is developing resistance. New Tufts University research found that men are more likely to get resistant strains, and their diseases are more aggressive. The study examined Chinese men who they believe picked up the disease from mistresses and their wives. And they found that antibiotic-resistant gonorrhea is prevalent in China and is coming to the U.S. Remember there was a man in the U.K. who cheated on his wife with somebody in Southeast Asia, then came back to the U.K., and they were like, what a bloody hell is this? And then they treated him, and the first treatment didn't work, and they were like, okay, this is a super one. This is a super bug. So many times we get these super bugs from other countries, and then we spread it in our country. But men are four times more likely to get this than women. And people will say, well, it's because men, you know, pick it up and more men have sex. Well, if you can't use that more men have sex, you can't use that argument because they're having sex with women. So there should be an equal, or other men, but there should be an equal amount of recipient gonorrhea cases. And so either A, many of these men are having sex with men, or B, females may not be as affected as men and succumb to such a infection as men do. So that's something we need to figure out. Researchers at Tufts University have found that men are at far greater risk of catching these. Now, I teach my medical students that the vagina is a very hostile environment. Vaginas expect to get pathogens. Back in caveman days, okay, cavemen wouldn't take showers. And cave women would be like, ah! And cavemen would be like, ah! And then the cave woman would be like, mm-hmm! And they would be like, oh! And she'd start And the cave women were like, ah! And then the cavemen were like, ah! And I guess he'd go out and bathe himself or whatever. We still have very similar conversations, but the female vagina is expecting not the cleanest of things, and it is built to be hostile to a variety of bugs. Acidic, has lactobacillus bacteria there making acid. Other bacteria going, you know, giving mean faces to little spirochetes and gonococci that try to come in. Because, again, the woman's vagina is supposed to protect the baby. Right? Our bodies, women bodies are built and designed to be get pregnant and protect the pregnancy. That's one of our amazing innate gifts, you know, that nature gave us. Maybe we don't want to be pregnant. But if we did become pregnant, our bodies try to do everything possible to protect. Now, gonorrhea has been nicknamed the clap. It is one of the most commonly sexually transmitted diseases in the world. The most commonly sexually transmitted disease is HPV. Chlamydia is one of the most commonly reported. So you got to have a race for who's in the top one. Kind of an Olympic medal sort of competition for that one. And gonorrhea is bacterial. It affects the urethra. You could get it from vaginal, oral, anal sex. You get this yellow, white, greenish discharge for men. And some women, they don't even get symptoms. Many times women will feel some burning when they pee. They think it's a bladder infection. And so many women will treat themselves for a bladder infection. And that could actually lead to antibiotic resistance. We're not supposed to be treating gonorrhea with Cipro. But many women will get Cipro for a bladder infection. They'll feel better. But it helps breed this antibiotic resistance. The resistant bug. So Tufts University researchers conducted their study in China, which provided them a unique population for them to examine, given that men are symptomatic and women are asymptomatic. Most of the people we were studying were married men, and they get the disease from their mistress or a sex worker that comes into the clinic, and then that's why they recruit their wives. And many who did receive it most likely received it from their husbands in that group setting. So in America, we are seeing more antibiotic resistance gonorrhea. It didn't make the news like the Englishman did. You're from England. But prostitution is also fueling more and more, especially in Southeast Asia, these infections. So when you get a gonorrhea that can't be treated, it could spread. There's something called disseminated gonorrhea. So right now, the treatment is azithromycin in Zithromax or Z-Pak. But we don't want you taking a Z-Pak. We want to treat you with the azithromycin dose. And ceftriaxone, which is a third-generation cephalosporin. And when we do the double treatment, that seems to work. For now. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speaks
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. There is a quiz that will tell you if you are smarter than average. PlayBuzz created a 15-question test. And if you score 14 over 15, you have an above-average IQ. It tests our vocabulary, memory, creativity, complex thoughts. And I have the test. We can try it. So, why not? Let's see how smart we are. Number one, what is the largest bird in the world? Is it the pelican, the emu, the ostrich, or the eagle? Okay, I'm going to say ostrich on that one. You know what? I'll just give you guys the answer as we go. I think it's ostrich. Yep. Ostrich. Okay, whew. 1 out of 15. Okay, number two. Pick the odd one out. Moon, Earth, universe, or sun? Pick the odd one out. Now, to me, the sun is round, Earth round, moon round, universe. I'd say universe. Oh, the answer? Universe. See? Look at that day. Okay, next. What is the currency of Norway? Is it the krone? Is it the forint? Is it the real? Or is it the sterling? I don't know that one. I'm going to say sterling. It's the krone, so I missed that one. Okay. The krone is Norway. I don't go to Norway. My husband never takes me anywhere. Which of the following presidents is not carved on Mount Rushmore? Is it George Washington? Is it Abraham Lincoln? Is it Andrew Johnson or Thomas Jefferson? That's an easy one. Andrew Johnson's not on Mount Rushmore. That's an easy one. What band featured Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers? Ah, all right. That's right. That's right. You got to go back to the 80s on that one. All right. So that was the Police. Very good. Look at that, D. All right. Number six. See, Brad knows the stuff. What is the square root of 4,096? Now, there's six answers. Is it 45, 46, 34, 54, 64, or 44? What is the square root? I need to work that one out. But if, yeah, so it, that's right, 46, because 6 times 6, exactly. Look at you. Oh, my God, Brad's a genius. All right, Roman numerals. Ooh, Roman numerals are tricky. What are the Roman numerals for 2018? Now, I got to read these to you guys, but this is an easy one. Is it MMXV and then three ones or three I's? Is it MMXV and two I's? Is it MMXV1 and MMXV? Obviously, 8 is the V with the 3, so it's MMXV3. Okay. Which word best expresses the opposite meaning of resilient? So resilient means you're really, really tough. Okay, so, and you're strong. Okay, and you could outlast. So, is the opposite masculine? Is the opposite timid? Is the opposite tough? Or is the opposite tender? I would say, like, if tender means you're weak, but tender, I don't think they mean it that way, so the answer, timid. Who wrote Snow White? I know, who cares? I really wasn't big on Snow White. Was it Fyodor Dostoevsky? Was it Hans Christian Andersen? Was it the Brothers Grimm? Or was it Antoine Galland? I don't know. I would say I would have probably done the Fyodor, but it's Brothers Grimm. They wrote Snow White. Which sport features the terms love? Oh, that's easy. Love, deuce, fault, serve, and volley. Is it tennis, soccer, volleyball, or badminton? So, obviously, tennis. Okay, good. That's easy. Sports are easy. Virus is to vaccine as exam is to studying, passing, failing, attempting, trying. That's a stupid question. A virus is to vaccine. So, a virus is something that makes us want to create a vaccine. As exam is to, unless a vaccine is passing a virus. Okay, I mean, maybe I'd say passing. I think that's a stupid question. So I call stupid. What do they have? Study. Oh, I see, because you need to work a virus. I don't know. That's stupid. The equator passes through which of the following continents? Does it pass through Europe? No. Does it pass through Australia? Does it pass through Antarctica or Africa? That's an easy one. Africa. Pick the odd one out. Cube, rectangle, triangle, square. That's an easy one. Cube, because that's three-dimensional. What is Texas Hold'em? Oh, that's easy. Is it a board game, card game, ball game, pool game? That's gambling. Card game, I got that. Texas Hold'em. And then last question. How many squares are on a chessboard? 100, 99, 64, or 21? I used to play chess. I was a part of a chess club. I did really good. I won tournaments. So that one is 64. Okay, so basically I have an above average IQ. I know, D. So I feel good about myself. For those of you guys that missed these, don't feel bad. These are stupid. Did you guys ever take an IQ test? I've never been given an IQ test. We didn't have that. When I went to school, we had these CAT tests, the California Achievement Tests. And then I think the California Achievement Tests were also given to us in Arizona when I moved to Arizona. So we had California Achievement Tests. And I really felt smarter because I beat a lot of Californians. But then again, now that I see with a lot of the stuff they do politically, maybe we, maybe that wasn't really a tall order. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have got to warn our girls to take out their tampons. This is horrible. A coroner's report has confirmed that a Canadian teen died on an overnight school trip. Why? Because she suffered from toxic shock syndrome. Sarah Manitowski, being reported by Fox News, was on an outdoor education trip on Hornby Island near Vancouver. Unfortunately, woke up dead March 2017. They said she was sleeping. So they left for breakfast without her. Then they returned because her phone alarm was going off and she was unresponsive. Paramedics and school staff tried to attempt CPR. And what had happened is she had a strain of staphylococcus and staph aureus. It was on the tampon. And these bacterial infections start on the foreign body and then they spread to the body. And it could be fatal. We usually see toxic shock in menstruating women who use super absorbent tampons and don't change them out. And remember, these things aren't sterile when you put them in. And so, unfortunately, staph grows on these, and then it can affect, we can see toxic shock in men and children and postmenopausal women, but we more commonly see them in women who are menstruating. And I got so gosh darn mad because there was a ad by Tampax years ago saying you could sleep in them overnight. It was supposed to be an overnight Tampax, and I was like, oh, hell no. Because we don't want people getting into the habit. If they're like, oh, if I could sleep in it overnight, what if I forget to change it out the next day? Well, it only takes hours. Was it Rely that in the 80s that was linked to toxic shock and they had to take that off the market as well? So in tampon use, they need to be changed. How often? I recommend every 2 hours. Even if it's clean. Every 2 hours. All right, and I really recommend that if you have a light day, just use pads. It is so easy to forget. I mean, oh my gosh, I totally thought I'd be getting toxic shock because when we did 36-hour shifts, some of your surgeries would be 8 hours long. You can't really just run to the bathroom. I would go hours without peeing. So, scary stuff, but at least I was in a hospital, so if God forbid anything happened. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. VA suicide data is showing that the vets are still desperately struggling, and we need to do a much better job for our veterans. Last week, VA released findings from a years-long investigation into veteran suicide data from 2005 to 2015 in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. The findings are clear. The suicide rate is constant. They say veterans are twice as likely to die by suicide than non-veterans. It's heartbreaking. You see a veteran, give him a hug. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.